This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering in Gandhinagar, Gujarat yesterday, Prime Minister Modi stated that following the events of 6th of May, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity as the evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले, उस जनाजे को स्टेट ओनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में, उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए, उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी, ये सिद्ध करता है कि आतंकवादी गतिविधि ये प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं है, ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है.
New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. All-party Indian delegation headed by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde held a meeting with Prof. Berthold Olungu, who is an MP and President of Committee of Foreign Affairs of National Assembly of Congo. During the meeting, the delegation apprised him about the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's measured, calibrated and non-escalatory response. In Singapore, an all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha called on Edwin Tong, Minister for Law and Second Minister for Home Affairs of that country. The delegation conveyed India's resolve in fighting terrorism in all its forms and discussed the new normal in country's policy against terrorism. During its visit to France, the all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad met the members of Parliament in the French National Assembly. Parliamentarians reaffirmed strong ties and voiced united support for India's fight against terrorism. The government has launched two transformative digital platforms, Know Your DigiPin and Know Your PIN Code, in a significant step towards the modernization of India's addressing system and geospatial governance. The DigiPin, Digital Postal Index Number, is an open-source, interoperable, geocoded, grid-based digital address system developed by Ministry of Communication in collaboration with IIT Hyderabad and NRSC ISRO. Further, the Know Your PIN Code web application, which uses GNSS location features, will allow users to identify the correct PIN code based on the location and submit feedback on PIN code accuracy for continuous refinement of PIN code dataset. India has received foreign direct investment FDI inflows worth $81.04 billion in the financial year 2024-25. It reflects a 14% increase from $71.28 billion in the financial year 2023-24. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the services sector emerged as a top recipient of FDI equity in 2024-25 by attracting 19% of total inflows. India has reiterated its strong commitment to strengthening traditional medicine systems as part of an integrated approach to healthcare at the 78th World Health Assembly held in Geneva under the theme of One World for Health. Speaking on behalf of India, Permanent Representative to the United Nations in Geneva, Arindam Bakhchi welcomed the adoption of the new WHO Global Traditional Medicine Strategy 2025-2030. 34 and highlighted India's efforts to embed evidence-based traditional practices into national and global health frameworks. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has extended the last date of filing income tax returns, ITRs, from 31st July to 15th September this year. CBDT in its statement said that this extension will provide more time to people due to significant revisions in ITR forms, system development needs and TDS credit reflections. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB beat Hills Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets last night. Chasing a target of 228 runs, RCB overhauled the target in 18.4 overs. With this win, RCB secured the top 2 finish in the points table, hence advancing to the qualifier 1 where they will face Punjab Kings tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.